So a little background on workers' compensation. Workers' compensation is what they call the product of the grand bargain. Workers are employed by employers. They're put in positions that potentially could expose them to risk of accident and injury. And because of that, they would, from those injuries, have a claim against their employer, a claim for negligence, something caused the accident, things of that nature. Now, the grand bargain is that the employer will provide compensation in the form of indemnity benefits, medical benefits. In exchange, the injured worker will surrender that right to have a cause of action for negligence, et cetera, against the employer. So when we get into the workers' compensation context, where the employer has workers' compensation insurance for its employees, the benefits provided through workers' compensation are the exclusive remedy for the injured worker to provide benefits for or as a result of the injury. There's some exceptions to that. If there is a death of an employee and it results from gross negligence or an intentional act or omission by the employer, then there is also a claim is available there. But in general, the exclusive remedy is workers' compensation benefits. So that's the grand bargain. Kind of walking you through a typical claim of a work injury, the claim that always comes to mind is obviously like a lifting injury. Assume somebody at work lifts a box, they hurt their lumbar spine, they have a low back injury, some pain there. That injured worker is going to report to the employer. If it's a school, they're going to tell the person that handles the HR for the school, hey, I've got this low back pain, I lifted a box, this is what happened. The HR person, the risk manager, will then contact the workers' compensation insurer, or if it's a state entity or a self-insured, the appropriate risk manager there. They'll make a report. The injured worker has to make that report within 30 days of the incident, of when they knew or should have known that they had a work injury from an incident. And then the carrier's got to make a report to the Department of Insurance, Division of Workers' Compensation. In general, the process is you make a claim, the benefits are paid. Now, what can end up happening, and we get into the dispute resolution process, is if there's a disagreement about whether an injury occurred. Assume the individual had injured their back the prior weekend playing softball with the church league. Everybody at work knows that. Then on Monday, he shows up and says, hey, I injured my back at work. Well, we know you kind of injured it on Saturday or Sunday when you're playing in the softball tournament. That would be something that you may dispute as an employer or as an insurance carrier. That could get you into the dispute resolution process. The carrier or the self-insured would deny the claim. That denial would be sent to the injured worker. The injured worker would then request dispute resolution through the Department of Insurance, Division of Workers' Compensation. Dispute resolution is a four-step process. First, you request a benefit review conference. It's essentially a small mediation where they define the issues, try to see if any agreement can be reached. Usually, that really is setting up for a contested case hearing. In the context of workers' compensation, a contested case hearing is held in the Division of Workers' Compensation in front of an administrative law judge of the Department of Insurance. It doesn't go through SOA, which I know most other state agencies have. That contested case hearing is an evidentiary hearing, but it doesn't abide by the rules of evidence. That's intended to make the process go quicker so that we're not required to authenticate documents, things like that. But it gets kind of sporty because hearsay comes in, he said, she said is constant in it, and then you'll have random documents that show up. Now, that doesn't mean it's the end of the line. The administrative law judge issues a decision. That decision is then appealable to an administrative appeals panel, also part of the Division of Workers' Compensation. The appeals panel looks at that decision. It's supposed to evaluate only issues of law. It makes a determination of whether they're adopting the ALJ decision, and if not, it can issue its own decision, remand for further proceedings, things of that nature. After the appeals panel makes its determination, that's the final decision of the division. From there, the last step of the process gets you into district court. A petition for judicial review may be filed. Now, this isn't substantial evidence judicial review. This is a modified de novo proceeding. I say it's modified de novo because it simply shifts the burden of proof to the party that lost at the division. from there, it's a whole new ballgame. Rules of evidence finally get to apply for the lawyers. That's a key aspect of it. And we're able to do a lot more legal work in that respect, going all the way through the Texas Supreme Court. So you start out at a simple BRC and you can go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So that's the process of a dispute being resolved for a claim. But let's talk a little bit about the benefits. We have there on the slide, there's four types of benefits in workers' compensation: income benefits, medical benefits, burial benefits, and death benefits.